Bismillah and salam alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRive English Radio. Welcome to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Q&A stands for Question and Answer. I am Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Ahmad Danish, our respected guest speaker, is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
All right, Shaykh Ahmad Danish, for today's discussion, we'll talk about an elaboration on Ayah 50 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Do they seek the judgment of the pagan ignorance? But who is better than Allah in judgment for the people who have certainty?" Now, the question is that, were the people who converted to Islam on that time, or the people who are called Muslims, can be called the people of ignorance or jahiliyyah if they believe in other denominations, or at least in some parts of the belief system of other religions other than Islam, or not?
Right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is again an important question, which we should consider, that once a complete Sharia has been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the Muslims, and a person has entered the fold of Islam, believing that in the finality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the completeness of the religion.
That's right.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that Al-Yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakumul islama deenan. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I am pleased with Islam as a religion for you. And this verse was revealed after the event of Ghadir al-Khum, in which the Prophet proclaimed the wilaya of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And Imam Ali alayhi salam was made the wali of every mu'min, Muslim men and women. And so with the wilaya, the religion of Islam is completed until the day of judgment.
All right.
And so we see that a complete religion has been revealed for the benefit of everybody, for the benefit of humanity. And a person believing this enters the fold of Islam. Then it doesn't make sense that we take one law from, for example, the Roman law or the English secular law or the liberal law or communism.
You mean it's not selective?
Yes. You cannot then go about and say that this perfect religion that I have cannot answer in the field of, for example, politics, cannot answer in the field of society, cannot answer in the fields of education.
Yeah.
So this is a complete religion which has been revealed to answer the educational, social, economic, political needs of humanity.
Such a strategy is chosen by the people who are after ease and comfort in the life. I mean, let's not fast for 30 days during the holy months of Ramadan. Why? Because, for example, in so-and-so religion, they only fast for 3 days. Okay, that's all right, no problem. But can you replace your prayer mechanism with them too? I mean, they got, for example, difficult mechanism and difficult method of praying during a day. Or, for instance, why am I supposed to pray my Fajr prayer, for example, in the early morning? Let's have a nice, quiet shut-eye. When I wake up 7 in the morning, then I will have my morning prayer. No problem, brother, if you're going to do that like the other religions do. I know that there are some denominations. For instance, their morning prayer is not that soon as in Islam is, okay? But at sunset, it will be nullified. No, it's not so, okay? So let's go and do other prayers too. Let's go and pray for 1 hour standing during the midnight too. I mean, there are lots of difficulties too.
Yes.
So being selective in our religion is not a recommended act at all. I mean, especially the religion of Islam, which is called the most complete form of the religions.
Yes, and this is one instance that happened at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reflects this attitude of Islam, that a group came from the infidels, and this was the tribal head of that group who came to negotiate with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they wanted to enter the fold of Islam.
All right.
Right?
Right.
But they said that we are willing to accept your prophethood, O Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are willing to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our Lord. But we have just one condition.
Mm-hmm.
We want to keep our idols for, I think it was 1 year or 2 year time frame that he was looking for, that we have been praying to our idols.
Yes.
We need 1 more year or 2 more years to keep praying to these idols and keep worshiping these idols. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the injunction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, said that no, this compromise cannot be made in our religion. If you want to enter the fold of Islam, you have to leave your idols behind.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the same case that we have today, that some people have idealized the Western way of life, they have idealized the liberal way of life, or they think that these are so very powerful features, or these are the dominant ideologies, that you cannot go against them.
Okay.
Islam is saying that no, if you are a Muslim, completely given to the laws of Islam, you should not differentiate and say, oh no, today an Islam, establishing an Islamic government is not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Or today, hijab is not possible, because what will all the people say about me?
Yeah.
Or today, as you mentioned, fasting in the month of Ramadan,
yes,
is not possible, because that becomes too difficult. This is not for us to judge. This is the religion that has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's going to stay like this for the day of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what we can say is that there are sometimes ahkam sanavi.
Yes.
This concept of ahkam sanavi, that for the masliha of, or for the benefit of the Muslim community, some of the laws are withheld from their actual denotation. And that is to be decided by the mujtahid or the marja. That is not for everyone to decide. And these laws, the ahkam awwal or ahkam ula, the first law that was revealed, is held in abeyance for a time period, but to be decided by the marja'i taqlid, not by everybody else.
That's right. We have a Persian proverb in Farsi, we say to be like a shotormurg. We can say shotormurg means ostrich, okay? But it is neither a camel nor a chicken.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's not going to act like an ostrich, like a shotormurg. I mean, you cannot be, for example, let's be selective in our prayer and then go, for example, toward the easier part, to that part. Let's move out the difficult part. Or, for example, let's be called a Muslim and shake hands with the women. Or let's be a woman in Islam and do not observe hijab.
Yes.
So why? Because so and so countries are not observing hijab. Oh, so they are Muslims. Okay, so they are incomplete Muslims, brother and sister. Okay. Or, for example, about the recent cases, some people are, we can say this is the diluting, I call it, of some of the concepts of Islam in order to, we can say, make it weaker and weaker every day. And at the end of the day, be sure about it, brother. You are going to delete it from your life.
Yes.
I mean, if the concept of salat and fasting and hijab and something like that are diluted in your life, then day by day, they're going to be weaker and weaker. And at the end of the day, finally, they are going to be deleted. You do
of
not
course.
Believe in that.
And the Holy Quran says that, yes, As-salatu tanha and al-fahsha wal-munkar.
Yeah, that's it.
That the purpose of the salah is a constant remembrance of Allah, so that you stay away from the vile things, the bad things, and from the things that are things that will take you away from religion.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a constant reminder for us. And so we see that...
I think the damage and the harm of such believers is more to the religious circles rather than, I mean, in comparison to the people who do not believe in any religion.
True.
Because you are going to be a half, you know, Muslim.
Yes.
Something like a person who has a body but from half. I mean, from waist you do not have it. And I mean, it is like a caricature, okay? Some part of your body are bigger than the other parts. And
yes,
this is funny.
And another saying in Farsi, I remember that, Ham khuda mi khayid, ham
khurma.
Right?
Okay,
and,
that's
and
right.
It says that you also want your God and also your date.
You want both.
Yes.
God and date. It means that you want both spirituality and mundane world, a materialistic world. Yes, that's right.
And sometimes, of course, Islam is a religion that looks at both the sides and both the aspects of humanity.
Right. Yes.
But there is a time when you have to sacrifice your mundane affairs for the higher spiritual goals.
Okay.
And if you are not willing to do that, then your spirituality is weakened. And over time, you are going to distance yourself
this
from
the two
religions.
This is sometimes we sometimes hear. Take it easy. Okay, let's take it easy.
Yes.
For example, your children reach the age of puberty. True. Let's take it easy. Let's put it on them. Okay, let's them decide whether they want to pray or not. You do not prepare the ground. You do not teach them. Of course, we know that there is no force in doing so, but preparing the ground in a very smart way your children to be nurtured in an Islamic context is very much important, a responsibility, a heavy responsibility. And we know that this is insan, nasiyan, forgetful, okay? We are forgetful.
True.
The people are forgetful. The people are going to make faults in their lives. And satanic traps are over there. And we know that in Akhar al-Zaman, the satanic traps are going to be more complicated. I mean, as the human's intellectuality is stronger now, the Satan's intellectual power and the satanic traps are complicated more too.
We have
to take care about such and such case. All right. So do not be selective in your religion. Believe it in full faith and then apply it in your life in the full scale. This is our suggestion for our dear brothers and sisters in life. And at that time, the fruits can be seen.
And we can quote another verse of the Holy Quran. This verse that that you quoted, أَفَحُكْمُ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُوْكِنُونَ. It says that, are you trying to look or are you trying to take the seek the judgment of ignorance of the times of Jahiliyyah? But who is better than Allah in judgment for a people who have certainty? That if you have Iman, if you are certain that Allah has sent this religion for you, then who is better than Allah in his hukm and in his judgment?
All right.
So a believing person,
yes,
a believing Muslim who does not have this dual nature of also believing in Allah and also doubting the message of Allah, they will take it for certainty and they will definitely believe in this religion.
That's right.
But for people who are doubtful, this is basically this verse is saying that
that's
you are taking the message of ignorance and living in the days of ignorance. Another verse of the Holy Quran, which is Surah An-Nisa, verse number 65. What does it say? فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتْ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. This verse 65 of Surah An-Nisa is saying that you will not be a mu'min, you will not be a believer until you allow the Prophet to judge between you in matters that that you do not agree upon. For example, if two mu'mineen or two believers have a case against each other, they have a mushajara, they have a dispute.
Conflict. That's right.
Right?
Yes.
So they take that case to the Prophet, and whatever the Prophet decides, if it goes against me and I am not willing to accept the decision of the Prophet, it is saying that you are not a complete believer.
Yes.
Until and unless you are in your heart also in the state of taslim, that you have submitted to the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right. Thank you very much. And we must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always opened the way of research for the people, for those who are interested in the most complete form of religion. That's why we see that so many of our Christian brothers and Jews, we can say Jewish brothers, are converting to the religion of Islam through studying, okay?
True.
So they wanna find the most complete form of the religions, which is the last of the religions, that is Islam. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you, Sheikh Ahmad Danish, for a
Thank
nice
you.
Elaboration regarding Ayah 50 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن